Who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has been his counselor? There is a holy reserve in Calvin, actually, when he comes to deal with the issue of God's sovereignty in the institutes of the Christian religion, his great magnum opus. Calvin is very well aware that there are issues beyond which we cannot go. The secret things belong to the Lord. The things revealed, Deuteronomy 29:29, belong to us and our children. But that did not mean for Calvin that we were to hide from the manifest biblical truth that God is unconditionally sovereign, that from him and through him and to him are all things. To him and to him alone be the glory. He is the God, Ephesians 1 verse 11, who has ordained all things according to the counsel of his own will. And you will know that God's sovereignty is never seen in Scripture as an excuse for believers to become passive. God's sovereignty does not suspend human responsibility, but rather embraces it. But how will this manifest itself in our lives? How is a conviction regarding the sovereignty of God to manifest itself in our daily life as individual Christians and in our corporate life as the Church of Jesus Christ? Chiefly, I believe, in the people of God giving themselves to consistent, faithful, heartfelt prayer. Nothing more honors God's sovereignty than prayer. Benjamin Warfield, the great Princeton theologian, once described Calvinism as Christianity.